This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, police on the hunt for two men following a daring robbery yesterday morning. Barbados's latest road fatality victim dies just weeks before the birth of his second child and wedding. Government defends its efforts to reduce and stabilize Barbados's cost of living. The opposition DLP calls for anti-gang legislation to be implemented, and mothers celebrated in a major way at Sandals Barbados Resort yesterday. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A bold heist at the drop box of the Royal Bank of Canada on High Street in Bridgetown took place yesterday morning, prompting police to search for suspects in a silver Jeep. Two masked men held security officers from an undisclosed company at gunpoint, stealing multiple bags of cash and a firearm. There were no reports of injuries. Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite, the police public relations officer, provided details to Starcom Network News.
Investigations reveal that the transit officers of a security company were in the process of transacting business when they were approached by two armed assailants who exited from a silver gray SUV and proceeded to take a number of bags with money as well as a firearm. The assailants then fled the scene in the same vehicle. Investigations are continuing into the matter. We are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed this incident or have any information that may assist us to contact the Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-8477, police emergency at 211 or the Criminal Investigations Department at 430-7189 or 430-7190. Thank you for your cooperation.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. A St. Michael family was plunged into mourning this weekend following a fatal accident on the Mighty Griner Highway at the Waves Bar late Saturday night. Dead is 48-year-old Sean O'Brien Durant Knight of Seclusion Road, Blackrock, after a truck ran off the road and ran into the establishment while the Mother's Day karaoke was being held. The man was expecting his second child next month and also due to be married, according to family members at the scene. Five other people were injured and transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. When Starcom Network News revisited the scene yesterday afternoon, relatives of the deceased were placing flowers on the sidewalk outside the bar and spoke briefly.
This is so sad and tragic. It's hurtful. This guy is too young to be taken. He was supposed to get married next month. He got a young baby supposed to come next month. He's the only child. It is so, so sad. We don't know how we're going to cope with this one. We lose many family through the years, but this is hard. Sean is such a good guy, loving guy. Only yesterday he was telling me, Auntie, you got that bad cough, try and get to the sea and get some sea bass for that cold and stop sticking in the house. That's the last time I spoke to Sean after five yesterday.
Aunt of deceased Sean Durant Knight. Meantime, owners of the bar were also present and co-manager Chantel Walker recalled the incident.
I was present on the scene, tried my best to assist where I can, where I help a young man out of a debris that was actually coming out of the bathroom. He get caught in the debris. He had some lacerations and stuff, so I was able to clean it with white rum just to make sure the wound won't get infected. I hold some paper towels until the EMTs come. And when the EMTs come, I put on gloves. I help bandage him up, put him on a gurney. But we just would love to extend our deepest, deepest condolences. This is not what we expected to happen.
Co-manager of Waves Bar, Chantel Walker. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, has commended government for their protection of the basket of goods and further relief granted during the last budget. Speaking from the platform at Sion Hill St. James this weekend, Cummins said the Democratic Labour Party did not understand the real story of how the cost of living had been reduced over the last few years.
That prices compact, which expired in February of 2024, has still held true to this day, even with the compact having expired. And we have monitored prices in this country, not on every single good, but on the basic basket of goods. But we didn't stop there. The Prime Minister instituted a cap on the duties being charged when the goods come through the port. I ain't putting the fancy names to them, but what the port would levy on charges, the Prime Minister has capped that and reduced it by 17.5%. That is what the Barbados Labour Party did.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Meantime, Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons, took the opposition leader Ralph Thorne to task, stating he was misrepresenting the current living situation of many Barbadians.
Ladies and gentlemen, they go to bed every night knowing that they can wrap themselves in a blanket of comfort called democracy. That's why they're over at the Jazz Festival. Because if you were wrapped up in the turmoil that Ralph Thorne wants you to believe is the life of every Barbadian, he was in the room the other night, he and two other people at a whole meeting, three of them, no lights, no podium, nothing. And he plastering the government. The government is the worst thing in the world. And comrades, they got Barbadians tonight that ain't even taking all heed and that, them going to party in St. Lucia. Tell me about democracy, Ralph Thorne.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. The Democratic Labour Party is keeping the issue of crime in the spotlight on its campaign trail as it again called for anti-gang legislation. Speaking at a campaign meeting held in Rockdundo, St. James last night, new candidate for St. Philip North, Simon Clark, said government was not doing enough to address the issue of crime across various communities.
They know who the gangs are and where they are and who are the gang leaders. So I must join with the opposition leader and the leader of the Democratic Labour Party and ask that the anti-gang legislation be introduced. Let us detect who is a gang leader. Let us detect who is a gang member. Let us detect who performs an act as a condition for a member in a gang. Let us detect who gain benefit for himself or another. And when I speak about himself, I am including females, because the Barbados Labour Party will tell you if any females are gang leaders in Barbados.
DLP candidate for St. Philip North, attorney Simon Clark. Also on the platform was spokesperson on crime, Verla De Pisa, who took the crowd back to 1999 when the DLP was criticized for their crime and violence campaign.
The Democratic Labour Party had a slogan called crime and violence. We were pilloried from north to south and east to west. The Democratic Labour Party came to office in 2008 on a family's first platform, and we saw not, it didn't disappear, but a leveling off of the criminality. And that's not me, that's the statistics. The Barbados Labour Party came to office in 2018, and 2018 was a record year for murders in this country. Draw from that what you will. When last year, 2018's record got broken, smashed to pieces.
DLP spokesperson on crime, Verla De Pisa. And mothers were celebrated in grand style at the sold-out Starcom Network Ella Bell Mother's Day Brunch held at Sandals Royal. From exquisite dining to engaging exhibitions and top-tier entertainment, the event offered a full experience that left guests feeling truly appreciated. Advertising manager Vilmore Johnson described the event as a resounding success with a strong turnout.
It's about really embracing moms and showing appreciation, trying to do something different, because everybody does Mother's Day activities, whether it's lunch or dinner or whatever the case may be, try to be a little different. And so we thought we're doing a Mother's Day brunch, and we like to theme it, so we did a French theme, and we think it worked well. We did that Sandals Royale, and we got quite a few people. Actually, we sold out. We sold like 2 weeks before, which shows that there is a market for it, and people are interested in coming out with something new, fresh, and different. And from what I've seen here today, most of the people I've seen seem very happy and appreciative of what was on offer. Moms came out, daughters came out, sons came out, and everybody celebrated. So it was a good time.
Advertising manager at Starcom Network, Vilmore Johnson. And finally, China and the United States have agreed to suspend some of the heavy trade tariffs imposed against one another as they prepare to extend negotiations aimed at lowering trade war tensions. The two countries issued a joint statement on Monday following 2 days of trade talks in Geneva, Switzerland. They described the negotiations, which came after U.S. President Trump's nationalist agenda prompted a spiral of increasingly heavy duties as positive. China will reduce its duties on U.S. imports by a similar amount, also retaining a tariff of 10%. Recapping the headlines. Police on the hunt for two men following a daring robbery yesterday morning. Barbados' latest road fatality victim dies just weeks before the birth of his second child and wedding. Government defends its efforts to reduce and stabilize Barbados' cost of living. The opposition DLP calls for anti-gang legislation to be implemented. And mothers celebrated in a major way at Sandals Barbados Resort yesterday. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.